Okay, Rabbi said today's daf is daf yud, and we're holding roughly a third down the Umud, where the Gemara asks, Kam yehei ben shuke leshuke. Remember we learned yesterday in the Mishnah that a sukkah al gabe sukkah ho'el yoyna kesheira batachtoyna psulo. If a person built one sukkah on top of another sukkah, the top sukkah is kosher, the bottom sukkah is pasul. How do we know? The Gemara learned it from our pasuk. Basukois teshvu, it says basukois without a vav, basukas teshvu. You got to sit in one sukkah and not one sukkah underneath a second sukkah. That was a drush of the Gemara yesterday. Now, the Gemara assumes that when we're talking about a sukkah on top of a sukkah, we're not talking about the walled. We're talking about the level of schach. That one schach, if you have two layers of schach, one on top of the other, no good. Now, we're not talking about that the two layers are merged together. If you have very thick schach, not a problem. You can keep on heaping on as much schach as you want. We're talking about if there was an ear space between the schach of the sukkah and then there was further schach overhead, at some point it becomes a sukkah al gabe sukkah. The question is, at what point? What is the ear space between the schach on your bottom sukkah and the schach of the top sukkah to go and passel your bottom sukkah? We're going to have three dais in the Gemara. Day number one is going to be, as long as there's a space of one tefach between the upper sukkah and the bottom sukkah. Nobody could sit in a big sukkah if it's only one tefach. What we mean to say is the level, the layer of schach is removed from the initial layer of schach by one tefach. That already passes. Second day of our Gemara is, there's got to be a space of four tvachim between the upper layer and the bottom layer. It's got to be four tvachim, not one tefach, four tvachim. Then we're going to have Shmuel that's going to say it's got to be 10 tvachim between the upper layer and the bottom layer to make the bottom sukkah possible. Three-way machlok. Zok di Gemara. It's about 10, 11 lines down the Amud. The line begins Kamash Mulan. Freik di Gemara. Kami yehei ben sukkah le sukkah v'tehei tachtoy ne psula. At what point? Kami yehei. What is the distance between the regular schach and the upper level of additional schach? At what point does it become sukkah al gabi sukkah to passel the tachtoy? Is omrav huna tefach. As long as there's a space of a tefach between your schach and the next layer of schach, one tefach, it already passeled. Why? She came at sin b'halei tumah tefach, because we found by dinam of oyel, in particular oyel hameis, that the minimum shear for an oyel is one tefach. Where do we find that shear? Did not, but learned in the Mishnah, tefach al tefach barum tefach. Maybe it's a tumah b'choytis when they are tumah. Ab pachis b'rom tefach loy mevi v'loy choytis. Now this halacha we've had already many times, and this is the basis of the transporting Rachmon Litzlan of a mess from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael on the airlines, that it's in the mess is in his initial coffin, and then around that coffin they go and build a whole new box around it, where that box on all sides is an additional space of a tefach of ear space. So whatever tumah there is inside Nebuch the coffin stays inside, it doesn't burst out. But that's because it had a Pesach Tefach. If it would be less than a Tefach, then the tumah says, I have no room to move, and then it bursts out, and it Nebuch, there's tumah all over. Okay, so what do we see from that? That the minimum shear of an oyel is a Tefach. As long as there's a Tefach inside, then the tumah remains. Less than a tefach, there's no room. Oh, so to have a roomy oil, you need one tefach. So between the upper layer of schach and the bottom layer of schach, you have one tefach, is good. Azei zok timar. But the Gemara uses another expression also. Maybe it's a tumah. V'choytis b'vnei atumah. What is this? Maybe it's a tumah. V'choytis b'vnei atumah. So Rashi explains. What happens if you have, not inside a house, outside, in the street, you have nebuch, a mess. And then you have another object which is lying two or three or four amas away. Okay, one has nothing to do with the other, everything is fine. The mess is Nebuch Tomei, but the object is fine. But what happens if I take a long rod, like the handle of a broomstick, Lemushel, and I put it over the two of them, meaning over the mess partially, and over the Nebuch, also the object, by the fact that they're both underneath the same oil, the same rod, It's mavis, it transmits and conducts tumma and spreads the tumma from the mass to the object.
It works vertically as well as horizontally and vertically.
Zeigt.
That rod is no shirim?
Rashi says a fellow mashu does something. Baltim Aran kick in the Rashi, but the point is
vertical, horizontal also.
Horizontal is a ought to say. But the point of this Gemara is that it's got to be that the rod has to be removed from the mess at tefach. If it's lying lemushal on top, gunish, because it has to be a tefach higher to transmit the tumah. And also v'choitzis v'fnei tumah to go and put, let's say, a kli over tumah. Again, like we said by the box, it's got to be a space of tefach inside. Let's look at the Rashi. Many wants to know what the shear of the rod is. Tefach al tefach berum tefach. You see the first wide line of the Rashi down below. Tefach al tefach berum tefach. Maybe it's a tumah choitzis v'fnei. Halach lo mishinehu. Apo pochas mi tefach loy maybe v'loy choitzis. What means loy maybe it's a tumah? Im tumah tachas roishay echad. V'kelem tachas roishay sheini. V'koira arucha urechav tefach. It's got to be roichav tefach. Mendi, it's got to be the width of a tefach, but not more than a tefach. Roichav tefach. Uruuyi lahavi tumah loy maisi. L'choira, everything else is fine. It's a long rod. It's a tefach wide, and it's roichav tumah. Loy maisi b'shem leleka roim hefzik tefach b'menu lekarka. Oh, that's the din of the tefach. It's got to be a tefach from the ground till that rod. If, however, there's less than a tefach, then it's not, maybe it's a tumah, it does not spread. For lechoitzitz, what's like lechoitzitz? And yesh kli al gabo, if you put a kli on top of the mess, kineged tumah, afid al rakia, tumay de tumah ritzutza. If you do not have a full tefach, then unfortunately, even though the kli is on top of the mess, the tumah bursts out, it's a tumah ritzutza, shein la oil tefach, and it's because the oil goes all the way up to shemayim. So therefore, if you have a pesach tefach, it's a good chatzitza. If you don't have a full tefach, it's not chotzeitz, and then unfortunately the tumah spreads. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so what do I see from this Mishnah Masechtas Yehalos? That when it comes to an oihel, a tefach is what is crucial. Here too, between one layer of schach, next layer of schach, an oil is crucial. One tefach. Next, v'rav chizda v'rav arvuna amri, arba'a. No. The oil, meaning the space between the upper schach and the lower schach, has got to be at least four tvachim. Why? When we talk about a makom choshev, it's always got to be four tvachim. Less than four tvachim is gunish. Yeah, takel gabi hilchis tumah halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Special decree moshe b'sinai. But you can't learn the kol ha'tori kula from that. An oil has to have at least four tvachim to be a makom choshev. Ushmul amar asara. The upper schach has to be higher, at least 10 tvachim from the lower schach. My time is Shmuel. Ki achsheira kach psula. My achsheira basora, psula basora. To cause the bottom sukkah to be possible, because a sukkah underneath another sukkah, the upper sukkah's got to be a ganze sukkah. How is the upper sukkah ganze sukkah if it has the dimensions of a ganze sukkah? What's the minimum dimension of a sukkah? 10 tvachim. If you only have a sukkah of 9 tvachim or 8 tvachim, it's not a kosher sukkah. So therefore the bottom sukkah is not a sukkah underneath a sukkah. The halacha of the Mishnah is sukkah al gabi sukkah. Elyon is kosher, tachlin is basel. But that's only if you have taka sukkah al gabav. But if the top one is not a sukkah because it's only 6 tvachim, 8 tvachim, 9 tvachim, but it's not 10.
It's just something on top of a sukkah.
It's something, but it's not a sukkah.
It's the bottom sukkah too, because it's like the next Mishnah. It's going to basel it properly.
So that's the whole kavanah over here. So if you have a sukkah lamala, which is 10 tvachim tall and higher, it passels the sukkah down below. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it doesn't passel, whilst it's garnished. It's invisible.
What?
So say more tonight. Yes, yes, David, yes.
That's the halacha that comes out?
That's what Shmuel holds. There are three-way machloikis. One holds one tefach, four tefachim, ten tefachim. It's not so negil halacha because most people don't build one sukkah on top of another sukkah. Right? So therefore, but if it ever happened, check it out. It looks like something more than a din of asara because there's a base next to the word asara, which usually indicates that the way Shulchan Aruch passed it. But again, it's not a double motzui that people build one sukkah on top of another sukkah. We're not talking about the building on a balcony or something. We're talking about a one sukkah mamash on top of the other sukkah. Like the Gemara is going to say, what happens if you walk now in your sukkah on top of the schach? The whole thing can come crashing down. And you might fall on top of the guy's children and the guy down below. Or might fall on top of his head or top of his nose. It's not a normal situation. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Tanan. We're going to ask now l'chayda a starka kasha on Shmuel. What's Shmuel's philosophy of the 10 tefachim? He says, k'echsheira kach psula. Just like the hechsher is 10, the psula is 10. In our Mishnah yesterday, we said that Rabbi Yehuda says that if there's no body up above in the upper sukkah, then the tachton is kusha. So, do we mean mamish that there are no residents in the sukkah above? In other words, nobody's in that sukkah. What difference does it make if there are people in the sukkah, not in the sukkah? That l'chayda is irrelevant. When it means ein diurim, you know why there are no people sitting in the upper sukkah? Because it's not roi to sit in that sukkah. Now, what means that it's not roi? Why? What's the problem? We're talking about a case that the upper sukkah was only 9 tefachim. Since it's only 9 tefachim, it's not roi to be a normal sukkah, so nobody's sitting there. Therefore, the bottom sukkah is kosher because it's not a sukkah on top of a sukkah. If that's the case, since the Tanakhama seems to argue, that even if the upper sukkah is only 9 or 8 tefachim, it still passes the sukkah below. I didn't Shmuel say kechsheira kach psula, that when does it passel only if the upper sukkah is 10 tvachim? And the chayra I see from Rabbi Yehuda that the Tanakhama holds that even if the upper sukkah is only 9 tvachim, it also passels the sukkah below. Everything 199. Yosef Dimi Omar Ami Marava. What did Rabbi Yehuda mean by saying ein diurin, that it's not roi ledira? He wasn't talking about a 10 tvachim. Avad, everybody holds it's got to be 10 tvachim or taller. Because if it's shorter, both the Chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda agreed the bottom sukkah would be kosher. Because there's no sukkah al gabi sukkah. What are we talking about that there's no diurim up above? Because if ein hatachtoin yichol lekabel karen vekastois shel elyoina hatachtoin ksheira. What happens if the schach of the sukkah below, which is the floor of the sukkah above, wasn't made out of sturdy bamboo sticks, but was made out of flimsy branches and leaves of a tree which were just cut down? They're very flimsy. So guess what happens? The person up above wants to lie down in the sukkah, either to sleep or to make a seva to eat sudas yomtiv. So he puts down a bunch of karm vikastas. Karm vikastas are pillows and cushions. And guess what happens? Before he had the chance to lie down, the cushion or the pillow fell down into the fish sauce down below of the sukkah down below. Why? Because it fell through the branches, it fell through the leaves, and now it's down below in the bottom sukkah. Does Hatreb Yehuda gemeint that im ein diurim bel yoina, if you cannot live up above because the schach is flimsy? We're not talking about it's not thick, it's thick. It's tzila merubah mechamsa. But it's a flimsy material, so you can either easily fall through. If the schach of the bottom sukkah cannot hold up karm v'kastoy shel elyoina, cushions and pillows of the upper sukkah, then the bottom sukkah is kosher because the top sukkah is unlivable. It's not a sukkah. Oh, that's the case of the Mishnah. Mechlal v'tanekamasava av b'she'en uriyu l'kabel psula. Mashma that the Tanakhama, who disagrees with Reb Yehuda in our Mishnah, apparently he holds it even if it's not roi lekabel, it's still possible. No, how could that be? It cannot be a kosher sukkah if you don't have the pillows. So how could it be a posel sukkah if it doesn't hold up the pillows? Didn't we say before that Shmuel holds kechsheira kach psula? Is a chvayte shver on Shmuel? Meaning that the roof, the schach of the bottom sukkah, it's not so flimsy. It's idea tchak v'shas tchak. If you have no other choice, you have no other sukkah to go into, you could do that. But the average person wouldn't want to go into sukkah because it's kind of fragile and delicate, and it's a very tenuous situation. Any minute he's ready to go and say either Birchas HaGoymel or Tzvilas HaDerech, he's afraid of what's going to happen. So therefore, Zogta Chab Yehuda, that's not a problem. A normal guy doesn't want to live in such a sukkah up above. He's afraid of falling through. Therefore, it's kosher. Tanakhama says, no, I did chak, b'shas et chak, and shtuk an andra platz. You can sit on top and it's good. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Now this is a very interesting halacha, which is nagia in many respects today. Piris aleha sadim emnei hachama. What happens if on top of the sukkah he put what we call a shlak? He put a sadim. Sadim literally, of course, means a sheet, like linen. But here we, like nowadays, of course, we have the shlak that we put on top of the sukkah. The Mishnah talks about emnei hachama because of the sun. Or here in America, it's because of the rain. But the way our winter is going, it'll probably be because of the snow. Anyway, so he put a sadin on top of the sukkah neyachama because of the sun. In other words, for protection. Oitachteo, or underneath the schach, meaning in the sukkah itself, he put up like umbrellas. Why did he do that? Neha nesher. Nesher means that schach that is falling down. It wasn't bamboo sticks, but was leaves, and the leaves, whenever it gets dried out, they keep on falling in, and they fall into the soup, and into the chums, and into the meat, and onto the top of his hat, and to the shaitlach. It comes to tzuris, so therefore they go and put up this sadin, neha nesher, to hold back the nesher. Or isha pisa gabi akinoif. What means kinoif? Kinoif is similar to the English of art, a canopy. What does that mean? That means that in the good old days, many of the beds, particularly those beds which were very ornate, they had not just a bed that you lie down on, but also a canopy on top. You can still see this in the museums, of the altar beds. And there were two types of canopies. There's a canopy that goes on all four bedposts. In other words, you put up four poles in the four. And then you have those which are only at two bedposts, one at the middle next to the head, one next to the feet. And therefore you put on the chuppah on top of that, and it does not have a real gag on it, because Rashi says it's less than a tefach, and it just, the two sides of the sheet come down on both sides, like in a teepee, like a tent formation. Aha. So if he spread out such a sheet, al-gabi ha-kinof, kinof means a ganze canopy, that are made on four poles, it's possible. Al-poyus al-gabi na-klita, it's only on two poles, where therefore it's not really a roof. What's the difference between the four poles and the two poles? Dr. Rashi, we're talking about being mevatel the schach of the sukkah by putting up your own oihel. How are you putting up an own oihel? So if it has coverings from all four sides, it's a proper oihel. You don't see the schach. If you happen to be in the schach, so I see my ceiling. We had yesterday in the Mishnah, sukkah inside a bayis. Here he's making a bayis inside a sukkah. Inside the sukkah, he's putting up a ganze canopy. He doesn't have the benefit of the schach on top. However, if you're talking about that it comes down like in a tent formation, like a tipi, explains Rashi that the naklitia mita, the tops of them, were less than a tefach wide. So therefore the roof on top of the bed was less than a tefach wide. That it came down on the side, the sheet, that is the wall, that's not the roof. Less than a tefach, it's not a problem. Anyway, so that's the case of the sadan on top of the sukkah, or the sadan inside the sukkah. So Amr of Chizda, that's that we said that a sadin inside the sukkah passels. Leishonam neyanesher. Nesher, like we said before, means things which are falling down, such as branches, such as noy sukkah, whatever is falling in. That's why you're putting up this protective lining, protective sheet. That passels. However, Oisef, the reason why you put up a sheet is you want to go and make noy sukkah, make it pretty, and make all the designs and pictures of rabbis, rebbes, rabbonim, all that type of thing. Then what it would be kosher.
Even if it covers, makes an oil or something?
Exactly. Even though it's an oil inside the sukkah. Why taka? What's the nefka made between one and the other? Zokta Harashi, the difference is, because when you're putting Yapnea Nesher, you want to build your own roof to protect you. What's the reason why you have a ceiling? What's the reason why you have a roof? You want to protect yourself from the climate, right? You don't want it to be too hot inside. You don't want it to be too cold. So the schach is also for that purpose, to go and protect against the sun, against the rain, against whatever the outside forces. But if you are putting in your own schach inside the sukkah, not a schach, but a sadin, you're saying, that's going to be my roof. That's protecting me from the nesher. Ah, so that becomes your new schach, and that schach is schach posel. It passes. However, if the reason why you're putting it up is out to noy sukkah, to pretty the sukkah, to make a nice and shame with colors and designs, that's already okay, because you're not using it to substitute and replace the regular schach, but rather to go and make a nice sukkah. See, Reb Dubin, if you look at the Rashi, five lines from the bottom of the Amud, Rashi, which says Gemara, by putting up this new sheet, he's making his own schach to protect him. This is not kosher schach. It's not made out of schach.
It could be the same intent as interessant here. Mm-hmm. It's intent, not actual thing.
Exactly. It's the same act.
If I put it the same act, and yet I'm creating this roof, and his Torah's design rather than measure,
then it's kosher.
It's interessant, not the physical.
As I did. Hebrews, same situation, kosher and possible.
Right. Exactly. It's back to back, two sukkahs. Okay. Exactly. Zayigit. Zogt Gemara Pshita. L'chayr, what Rav Chizkiya is telling us is Poshit. Not Poshit necessarily in Svara. Rav David Zogt Achayit. What's the difference between the two? But it's Pshita M'nei Anesha Tanan. Since the Mishnah says he put up the Sad M'nei Anesha, it's Achmash Takabeg Nanesha, and not because of Noi. Zogt Gemara Night Mao. The same might have thought who did Afilin and Oisa. Same thing applies. That it's all to Apostle. I by example M'nei Anesha, Urcha the Miltzik Tani. Who puts up sheets for Noi Sukkah? You're going to put up all types of designs and types of things. That's a sheet you put up, Noi Sukkah. So I would think that Hu Adin, the same thing applies to Noi. Our Mishnah talks about Nesha because that's the normal Steiger. Why would a person put up a sheet? Because he wants to protect himself from the outside forces. Kamash Malan, that's why the Rebbe have to tell you, no, it's Taka only from the Nesha. But for Noi Sukkah, Taka would be Kusha. Let's bring a rai that Noi Sukkah made out of a sheet is kosher. Befeirish Abraisa. Sichacha Kilchasa. He put up beautiful schach like you're supposed to. The Itra, now he puts on the Noi Sukkah. What does he put on? Kromim Ubesadin and Hamitsuyorin. Kromim and Sadinim are both more or less the same. Means nice pieces of material, which are Mitzuyorim, that have on them nice tzuras. They have a picture of Kefer Ruchel and a picture of the Koisel, a picture of Arebbe, you know. Very, very pretty and very elaborate. V'tolabo, or he hung up from the schach a goizim and shkeidim and a farsikim and v'rimoinim, different types of nuts and different types of fruits. Parchili anovim, jugs full of grapes or clusters of grapes. Parchili is really clusters of grapes. V'atorish shel sheboilim, or clusters of wheat and other types of tvua. Yenois, wines. Here, yenis, of course, we're talking about a jug of wine and shmanim and of oil. Uslosis and of soilis. Osir l'stapik mehen, all of them are osir b'hano. We had already yesterday in the Gemara that the atzi sukkah osir b'hano min ha-toyra is l'choyra osir mishtam l'drabanan. It's hooked till mitzvah, so al matziyat v'achin shulchag until yom tov is over. The whole time it's muktzah, muktzah, muktzah. V'im hisna aleim. However, if he made a tanai in advance, what's the tanai in advance? When he put them up erev sukkah, he said, you see this jug of wine, I may need some wine on Shmini Atzeres, and therefore I master befeirish, I do not want it to become muktzah, I want to be able to take it down during Yom Tov to use, then it's okay. The tanai works. But anyway, but what does it say in the beginning of the braisa? That if you want, you can go and put up sadinim hamitsuyarin. Oh, so you see that you're allowed to have a sadin, even though we said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to put in a sadim mepnei anesha. Rav Chizkiya gezogt takav mepnei anesha nisht, but als noi sukkah, yeah. Lei mesai lei abadcha raya. Efrimo no raya. Tum min atzad. That it says that you put up the noi. Exactly. Not that they put a sadim on top of their heads, but they put it like wallpaper, beautiful designs on the wall, like we have all of the beautiful things we put on the wall, the covered noi sukkah. Itmar. What is this all about? What happens if you have a sukkah which is higher than 20 amas? What did we say in our Mishnah? Zokta Tanikama, a sukkah l'malami esra mama is possible. No good. You know what the guy does? I got a good idea. He puts up a sheet l'matami esra mama. And this he did it l'shem noi. Beautiful designs like Rav Chizkiya's mutter. And this was at the 19 amma level. He thinks to himself, oh, this is now really my schach. The schach on top doesn't really protect me. This I didn't put up the sheet for protection. I put up the sheet for noi sukkah. But maybe that reduces the height of the sukkah. And I don't look upon this as a 21 amma sukkah. It's only 19 amma sukkah. Because that ain't matter. The noi sukkah doesn't help to reduce it to make it kosher. And the other way around. What happens if I have a sukkah which is only 10 tefachim tall? It's kosher. And I put up noi sukkah at the 9 tefach level. So maybe that's a mamaya to go and pasul a sukkah because I don't have any. No, it's a mamatan. So in all cases, the noy sukkah is not mamayit to, you don't look at the noy. The noy is gunish, you look at where the schach is. However, zoktoch ravashi, minatzan mamayitin. However, if you put this on the side, it is your mamayit. What means the side is mamayit? If your sukkah was exactly, seven tvachim and a mashu, and now by putting up this noy, it's now 6.9 tvachim. Oh, now it's possible. Now it's memayit. Now, why is it not memayit over here? Why is it memayit over there? Zog mefarshim hazeh. Legally, it's the same. Just like it's not memayit when you put it on top of you, it's not memayit when you put it on the side of you. But the problem is, we're not talking about legalities now. We're talking about room. The minimum, the practicalities. Not the legalities, but the practicalities. It's not de jure, it's de facto. What are the facts over here? The fact of the matter is the minimum that a person can go and sit semi-comfortably in a mini sukkah, if he has seven tvachim. Six tvachim for himself, gavra ba'amsi yosef. Then he has a kleiner bracelet of another tefach to go and put down his minimum food item.
Haste living.
But if you go and take that, reduce it by 1% by putting up wallpaper which has a thickness of whatever it happens to be, which is this noi that you put on this wall, not wallpaper, but wall sudden, it's no longer 7 tvachim, it's 6.9. What's the difference 7 per 6? It's a big difference. The 7 is a mamish, the minimum. He can hardly breathe. You take away 1%, he can't even breathe. So therefore, it's mamayid according to Ravash.
I had the case a couple of days ago that if you had, do you remember...
Some of the Dira Srucha.
Dira Srucha, right.
So it's like a Dira Srucha. There's no room.
To move. It's the reverse. Here it says that the Noye Sukkah that's hanging off is not going to be a problem. It doesn't make it Dira Srucha, but the Noye Sukkah on the wall. Right. As far as the opposite.
In the Gemara is talking about Tzmemayet, and we're not talking about... The problem of the Dira Srucha was that some of the Schach was coming down, right. And every time the person walked in or sat down... Here, he's banged on the head by Kevaruchel and a beautiful sudden. So it's nice and comfortable, and he figures probably all the bruchas of Ruchel and Main is going to come on his head, etc. Or if he hits the koisel with his wall, Baruch Hashem, I have a chance to be right next to the koisel. It's an andra mas. Anyway, so we continue on. So Gemara tells us now a story. Min Yamin Avdi Dravashi. Min Yamin was the Eved Dravashi. Itmisha lay ketun to b'may. His kisoynet, like his shirt, got all full of water. Doesn't say how. Maybe it was raining. Maybe he didn't take it out of the laundry in time.
What does it say? Minyamin?
Minyamin was his name. Not Binyamin, but Minyamin. After he was the Eved Ravashi. L'mushon Eved Ivri, it's an Eved Kanani. But he was the Eved Ravashi. Itmishalei means became soaked. Ketunta his kisoynet, like a shirt, a beged, the mai in water. So what do you do when you have a wet beged and you want it to dry out? You put it on the line. Nowadays we have the dryers, but they didn't have dryers in the good old days. So the ishtadcha amitalalta. So he put it on top of the sukkah, and he had it hanging there on, part of it was on top of the schach, and part of it was coming down probably on the side, but it was on top of the roof of the sukkah. Om the Ravashi said, Dalia, take it off! To lay lame, people shouldn't say, Kamasachi, Bidav Makabotoma. People who are ignorant are going to go and say, look, Ravashi, the Gantzimar, Ravashi, the good Ladar, and his Eved is going, putting on clothing on the line and tap, not on the line, but on top of the sukkah. Apparently, this is Kushe for sukkah, for Schach, you see. So next year, I'm also going to put my undershirt on top of the sukkah. Why do I have to go and buy bamboo sticks? It's cheaper to go and buy undershirts. So Timora said, now Binyamin, who is no fool, he said, the leader tiva. Anybody that has any sense sees how it's dripping and it's dripping down. So they'll realize, they didn't put it up for schach, I put it there to go and dry out. Anybody? And for Ravashi, of course, I didn't mean take it off immediately. Sure. You can leave it now. As soon as you see it's dry, take it off immediately. Don't leave it when it's still wet, the people see it's dripping, mask him, yeah, no problem. However, as soon as it starts drying out, and people can now make the mistake that this is kosher schach, take it off. No shtickle. Itmar. No yisukah muflogin mimena arba. What happens is the no yisukah are removed from the schach of the sukkah. In other words, they come down four tvachim lower into the sukkah. What's the svaris over here? So Rashi zokta zei. If you look at Rashi, no yisukah, see on the left hand side, go down about five lines. No, Yisuka sadin and haprus and tachas chach lenoi. That's Rav Chizda's case of the sheet, which is underneath this chach, and it's pretty. Psula, mishim oil mafsik, bishtachach doligoni besuka. What he's saying, the reason why it's possible is because since it's four tefachim removed, this is like the svara we had in the Amud Aleph, we had three shitois, where there's one tefach, four tefachim, ten tefachim. This lechayah goes like the second, that if you have a space of four tefachim between the sukkah, between the schach, and between your sadin, so now it's as if you have a new oil over here. If it's within four tefachim, you merge the two, like as a lovo dika svara. If you make it one, you collapse them together. But once it's four tefachim, then the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, that's a mokum choshev. Mokum choshev, you can't collapse them anymore. So now it's like it's separate schach, because what's really megin, even though he didn't put it up to be megin, if he put it up to be megin, it would be possible. That's our Mishnah. But Nea Nesher, it's possible. He put it up for noi. But the practicalities are, it has a double function. Not only is it pretty, but it protects him from the outside forces. If it's four tefachim removed, possible, says this man Yama. However, continues Rashi, Rav Nachman, Kim to Noi Sukkah, Avinu, Bavla Gabon, nah, it's Noi, come on, it's Noi Sukkah, it's not a problem. So it's a machloik, you see whether it's a problem or not a problem. Back to the Gemara, Itmar Noi Sukkah, Muflogimi, Medar, Bo, the Noi Sukkah, such as this sheet, is four tzvachim lower. Rav Nachman, Mekshay, Rav Chiz, Rav Ravuna, Amram, Ipsula, Rav Chiz, Rav Ravuna, Iklo, Lebei, Reish, Kalusa. The two, Rav Chiz, Rav Ravuna, that said that it's possible, visited now the home, and particularly the sukkah of the Reish Kalusa. Agninu Rav Nachman besukkah shenoyim muflogim imena arba'a tfacha. Ho 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 ho. Remember, Rav Nachman is the Bar Plukni, he holds it, it's kosher. Rav Nachman is also the Chasin the Benesia, he was the Chadban by the Reish Kalusa. So therefore, he was in charge of all halachic decisions, all legal issues. So, these two great Rabbanim, Rav Chizda, Rav Ravuna, are visiting by Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was in charge of the Reish Kalusa's halachic affairs. And Rav Nachman says, you know what? Kum Tarain, sit in the sukkah. You can lie down. You can eat in this sukkah. And guess what? The sukkah had a sheet. And that sheet was more than four tefachim removed from the schach on top of the sukkah. So according to Rav Nachman, the shitasi was kosher. But according to Rav Chizda and Rav Ravuna, it was possible. So he brought them in. And the Gemara used the expression agnino. Agnino means he told him you can lie down, enjoy, here two beds. Zetzachavek, shlof tzachos. Besukkah shenoyim uflag mimena abo tzvach. So what should Rav Chizda Rav Ravuna l'choyer have done? They should have said, it's not kosher. I can't do that. But guess what? Ishtiku de vishvayk v'loyim relay v'midi. They didn't say anything. Yes, Rabbi Kohn.
Did you ever see a sukkah with chandeliers in them?
Yes.
I saw pictures. It's hanging by something, but the chandelier is quite a distance from the tzchach itself.
Right.
So tell me something. That's more than a four tzvachim or something. Doesn't have any shachis. It's like a gag.
If you couldn't have chizim rabbi ravuna, it would be problematic. Okay. It also depends on the dimensions of it. If it's just a lamb, it's a gunish.
It's a
Sabbatar's
rule.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, there are issues like that. There are people that are machmer today to make sure that the noy sukkah should not come down too far. It should be close to the roof. For that reason. Anyways, the Gemara says, "Ishtikav leim alei minidi." However, these two rabbanim didn't say a word to Rav Nachman. Amalahu. So now Rav Nachman chepped with them, and he says, "Hadibu rabbanim ishmatayu. Did you change your mind? Because you should lechayis. You say, I can't. Amrulei. So they told him, 'Anash lucha mitzvah ananu p'turim min asukah. We really put them in a sukkah. Reason why? Because shlucha mitzvah. Rashi is why they shlucha mitzvah, because the reason why they're here in town is mahakba bnei reish goyla chayiv onum mahakba bnei rabbi beregel." And therefore the shliach mitzvah, obviously, even though you're shliach mitzvah, if you can do both, then you got to do both. You can't take a shliach mitzvah and pater everything. But apparently for some reason they could not both go to mekabel upon him and worry about a kosher sukkah. So therefore the bottom of the sukkah, just like any time, oisim a mitzvah, bottom of the mitzvah, but avadim
the
ikar dadina.
On that side here, the Torah sukkah.
I've heard that the reason why it's from the Torah,
yeah.
See, don't go in the sukkah.
Yeah, yeah.
You should go to the Rebbe, Shmuel Tzeres, mm-hmm. And it's a room for everybody. It's impossible.
Very nice.
The mitzvah.
Yeah, very nice. Good, good. They probably mitzvah of that. There's another sniff. It's usually colder that day. And it's a chanoah svek. The yoyim, it's probably mitzvah of a few reasons together.
You know why they stood outside?
Why they stood outside?
Because the story is told.
Yeah.
Soloveitchik as well.
Yeah, Rabbi Soloveitchik said the story, yeah.
People came to the Rebbe.
He said you're supposed to put the tefillin together immediately, right?
Room to go inside the sukkah, so he sat outside the sukkah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because the story is told.
Did he eat outside the sukkah or he just sat outside the sukkah?
Yeah. He sat outside the sukkah.
He sat, but did he eat outside the sukkah or he just sat outside the sukkah?
I'm only telling you what I heard.
Because sitting outside the sukkah is not a problem. Especially middle of the year. For instance, today you sit out the sukkah, certainly no problem.
They don't go to sukkah either.
Ah, kenzai. Okay, Weissish. Let's go back to it. Talk to Omer Avi Rame Shmuel Mutalishan Bekila Besukkah. You're allowed to sit, you're allowed to lie down and sleep in a kila. Kila means where you have a canopy which is spread out over the bed. Now, kila, we had in our mission, we had two lishonis. We had kinoifois and we had taklite amita. Kinoifois, remember, was four poles. Taklite was like a canopy. And the taklite amita was just the two poles, where you didn't have a canopy, you only had a gurish. So what is this kila? Obviously, if you look at Rashi, five lines down. So Rashi, kila haperusa svivois amita, the ava bishi yesh lo gag, Shein gaga meshupa kishel takliten eleshove kishel kinoifis. It's dark. A kila is like a kinaf. Aha. Zokt of Shmuel mutalishim a kila besukah avu bishiyesh gag. Even though it has a gag. However, b'sheina gavoy asara. But make sure that from the floor until that canopy is less than 10 tvachim. If it's 10 tvachim, has a din of agante shuki, because that's the minimum shear of a sukkah. 10 tvachim. If it's less than 10 tvachim, not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because it doesn't have a shear sukkah. So it doesn't replace the outside sukkah that you find yourself in. It's less. It's not a problem according to Shmuel. Toshima, Azizok Shmuel, Chaducha Brisa, Yosh Mekila B'Sukkah Lo Yotzu Dechavasa. You're not Yotzer because you're not sleeping in the sukkah. You're sleeping in this mita with an oil from this kippah. That's talking about with taka 10 or higher. Shmuel already had before, and Shmuel expected this kasha. That's why Shmuel says as long as it's less than 10, you're okay. 10 or more, you got a problem. The price is talking about 10 or more. Meisvei, hayoshed achaz amita besukkah liyotzi idei chavosoi. What happens if you sleep underneath a bed in the sukkah? You're not yoitza. Why aren't you yoitza? Didn't Shmuel say you're allowed to sleep under a kilo? So l'cho you can sleep under a bed. What's the difference? Everyone, to give Shmuel a mita gvoyasara. Here it's talking about that under the mita that the exactly. This, of course, is an aggressive chiddush. To go and say that the kila is 8 tvachim from the floor, that's not just aggressive chiddush. But to go and say that the mita is 8 tvachim, that means underneath the bed, there's 8 tvachim distance, means that to go up on top of the bed, you almost have to go onto a ladder. And not mamish, but the point is that that's a high bed, that there should be so much space between the bottom of the bed and the floor. Okay, but in both cases, if it's higher than 10 tvachim, or 10 tvachim or more, then you're establishing a separate oil, and that's why it'd be possible. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it's no problem. If you spread it out as a kila, such a canopy on top of kinoifis, on top of the bed, it's psula. Against Shmuel said you can sleep in a kila, even though there's a gag. Again, if you want, same terms as before, same terms. Thank you, Mavel Lektari, Achi. A kinoif, a kila, and taklit temita. So when we learned this in the Mishnah, we explained that there's nothing to be sorry. It's our law, since we don't have enough merit that you weren't here, Bishas, we learned the Mishnah. Kinoif means that around the mita, there are four bedposts.
Four posts to bed.
Four posts, not posts underneath the bed, the four posts that go up into outer space. And on top of those four posts, like you have, and right. The way Reb Dovid explained it so beautifully before, it's like a chuppah. You have four posts and you have a chuppah on top. So therefore, it's a proper roof, a proper canopy. And that's why it's called kinoif. Kinoif and canopy, l'chayra, are related terms. Mashengi taklita mita means that there were only two poles. One pole at the head of bed, one of the pole at the feet, foot of the bed. And on these two poles was hanging down a sheet on both sides. And that sheet is more like a tent formation, or like a teepee formation. And didn't have a roof to it. Rashi said that the two poles at the top were thinner than a tefach, so you didn't have an oil on top. That's Rabbi Cohen always asked about if your brim of your hat is more than a tefach, whether you have a problem with an oil or not. So this is the same thing that the top, right? Rabbi Cohen, he always asked that. Anyway, so this is the top of the of the taklit amita was less than a tefach coming down. So now our kila over here, explained Rashi, was like the kinoif of our Mishnah, canopy form, that it was stuck on all four sides. It was a big, big canopy on top, like a chuppah on top of the bed. Mm-hmm. Like you see the ornate beds of yesteryear, you see it in museums and mansions. Sorry?
The Lincoln bedroom in the White House.
The Lincoln bedroom, Chanish Givis. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara says, weiter, say, Pilim Nachamu, Valek Tani Ochi, the Sani Vilim Nerebaisim. Naklitin Shnaim, Naklitin means that there are two poles, like we said, the Kinoivis are both. Pires Agabe Kinoivis Psula, if you spread out the sheet on top of these four Kinoivis, where you have now like a chuppah, a ganze canopy, it's possible. Algabe Naklitin Ksheira, but if you put a Naklitin, it's not a problem. But make sure that the naklitin are not 10 high. Oh, okay, so the naklitin are not high. Michlal the kinoifes alpha bish ein gevoin asara. From the lashon, this uvad, when do we say naklitin are kosher when they are not gevoyim and amita asara? But if they be gevoyim and amita asara, they would be possible. That's by naklitin. If the mashma kinoifes is always possible. Right? Not only in a case where it's higher than 10, even if it's less than 10. Because it's only by the naklita we say there's a difference in kashrus between higher and lower. Masha kinois and mechlat kinois and bishayng vaynasar are always asr. Ah, Shmuel said before by the, you can yosh and tachas amit if it's less than 10. Everything, Gemara Shani, kinois is the kvi. Oh, kinois means bedposts which are screwed in or are knocked in with hammer, with nails, but those, you cannot take it out. This is part of the talk, part of the Lincoln bedroom in the White House. Kenish is I like the back name. Oh, this high shall I ganz oil. It depends on whether it's 10 or not. However, you're talking about a kila. Kila means that you spread out the bed, you spread out the sheet overnight over these four posts. Just like you spread it out, you can pull it down in 1, 2, 3.
The post or the cover?
The cover, the cover. In other words, it really makes no difference. The point is, it's not a kavua dik oil because it can easily be dismantled. Either because you can pull out the poles or because you can move the sheet. As is gornish, then the taka makes a difference between whether it's higher or lower than the towers. Frank Timara. Back on the Omer Aleph, we said that one sukkah on top of the other sukkah, and it's got to be talking about the kviyah. The kviyah means that you can go and live in the oil up above. Because if you can't live in the oil up above and you fall through, we said, everybody agrees, as a garnish. It's got to be royal adir. It is the kviyah. Meaning that if it's 10 tvachim higher, then it passes. But if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's not a problem because it's a possible sukkah. Not a sukkah, al gabe sukkah. But there is kviyah. Didn't you say by kviyah makes a difference between 10 tvachim or 8 tvachim or 6 tvachim? Everyone, ami hosam de lemifsel sukkah basara. There, we're talking about passing the sukkah down below. To pass the sukkah down below, you need a sukkah of 10 up above. Kechsheira kach psula. Avahacha de leshvuye oihala. Here, we want to go and cause this canopy on top of the bed to be had a tairis oil, but masara. Nami aviyahola, even less than 10. If it's kaviyah, if this canopy is fixed into the bed, it's permanent, like the Lincoln bedrooms of the Chassimi, then it's ice and oil, and therefore even Shmuel would agree that it's possible. Okay, now we go off just for a short moment from Hilchos Sukkah and oil, now to Hilchos Kriyashma. Omer Avtach Nachlivi Barabimi Omer Shmuel. Hayoshin bikila orim, a person who's sleeping in a bed such as kila with a ganza machitza, and he is not wearing pajamas. Moitzi roisha chutz bikila v'kari krishma. If he wants to learn krishma, what can he do? He could stick out his head, and he can learn krishma. In other words, his head should not be together with his body. He should have a zashtik l'chatzitza as a result of the kila around his neck. It's his punk vaket. You're not supposed to. You just said you are allowed to. What's the difference between sticking out your head when the kila is asara or the kila is not asara? What difference does it make? The difference is, explains Rashi, every person, if you think about it, how can we go and lay krishma? Our head is connected to our body, and the body has no clothes on it. But you can say, no, but I have the clothes, and the clothes is the separation. If it has a Torah's clothes, you're okay, because it's covering the body. Now, what happens if a person, for instance, is in his home, and he's walking around without clothes. Not a shekakli gemensh, but azoy is it. Anyway, so what does he do? Now he wants to learn Krishna. He sticks his head out the door, but makes it the rest of the door covers his body. So why don't you say there too? The head is protruding from the clothing of the room or of the apartment of the house that he's in. And it's not clothing. That's not an apartment. That's a house. The clothing is different. But both cases, the head is protruding. Why is this considered to be covered up, and the house is not considered to be covered up? That's the difference between the asara and the not asara. If it happens to be a ganz asara tvochim, then it's like you're inside an apartment. It's like a house, and therefore you're sticking out your head, but you are walking around without clothes. Zama moichel, you can't go and say krishma. However, if it's less than 10, then you collapse the kila on his body as if it's his clothing. It's his clothing. There's not a problem. You can go and learn krishma. Those are the ganz zach.
What's he wearing on his head?
Wearing three yarmulkes. Look at the last Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Zog to Rashi, give a kick to Rashi. Bekurya Krishma, is it Rashi? Last Rashi, Bekurya Krishma. The Kivan the Lab Oilhu, Loy Amrinan Lamakim Sherube Sham Roish and Nizrak, or Litzer, Vishloim Yirabukai Abestover, and the Rukemoitzi Roishi Chutzla Chalukai. Since it's less than 10, it's as if he is sticking out his head, Chutzla Chalukai, outside of his shirt, outside of his. Of his jacket. So back to Igmar. Hachem Ma'iskin Shigemoy Asar, the last four lights. Hachem Am Mistaver, and I'll tell you the Svara. Meditani Seifa. Halama Ze Doima, Lo Oimid Bebayis Orem, a person who's sticking around, he's walking around his house without clothes. Shli Yoitzi Roish Chutz Lechaloin, he shouldn't go and open up the window, stick out his head, then put the shutters down and make sure Chas Shom, he doesn't decapitate himself. But anyway, it'll be Kreid Krishma. I won't have my head protruding and it's removed from my body. That doesn't work. Shema Aminos. That's where we talk to see the difference between the head sticking out of the clothes or the head sticking out of the kila from the sukkah. If it's more than 10, it's as a din of a room. No good. If it's less than 10, it's like his clothes, and then it's kushish. Shema Aminos. Have a wonderful day.